This is North Shore Today for Monday, October 3, 2022, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber is supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. Partly cloudy today, temperatures in the mid-50s. The two children who were struck by a car on Lynn Street in Peabody Friday afternoon are now out of the hospital and okay. According to the Daily Item, a Lynn woman, Ovidia Lopez Esteban, has been charged with reckless operation of a motor vehicle, a passing violation, a marked lane violation, and driving with a suspended license. A black bear was shot and killed in Middleton on Friday by a landowner near the Harold Parker Forest. The Salem News reports that the bear was attacking chickens in a pen and reported to have killed two goats. State environmental police are investigating, but so far no charges have been filed. Massachusetts law allows landowners, under certain circumstances, to kill a bear if it is damaging property. Also in the Salem News today, there is a report that 11,000 mailed ballots in Massachusetts were rejected by local election clerks in the September primary election as they arrived too late or contained errors. Most of those rejections were because they arrived too late. In November, ballots now only have to be postmarked by Election Day and can be counted as late as November 12. Election Day is November 8. And the Gloucester Times is reporting that during its four-day meeting at the Beauport Hotel last week, the Newburyport-based New England Fishery Management Council heard from NOAA fisheries officials about ways to protect the endangered North Atlantic right whale with a proposed 10-knot speed limit for vessels 35 to 65 feet long, expanded seasonal speed zones, and ropeless fishing gear to prevent whales getting entangled in lobster trap lines. Sports is next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumberyard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell with sports. The Patriots lost to the Green Bay Packers yesterday, 27-24, in overtime. It was a much better game than many expected. Mac Jones did not play, but two other Patriots quarterbacks did play. The Red Sox lost to the Blue Jays yesterday, 6-3. Rays are in town tonight. In high school football over the weekend, two very notable games. Bishop Fenwick's double overtime win over St. Mary's on Friday, and Peabody's win over Marblehead, snapping a 23-game magician win streak. Peabody coach Mark Betancourt was pleased with their offensive game planning attack and quarterback Shea Lynch's performance.
Tell they did not want to give up a deep play. They were on their heels. They were playing way back, so we took everything they gave us. We took the short runs, we took the short passes, and worked our way up the field. The biggest thing I was worried about is Shea's patience, to continue to just take what they're giving him instead of trying to do too much in a big game. And I think Shea was phenomenal. You know, he used his feet to get out of trouble when he had to, kept his eyes downfield, ran when he should have ran, and threw the ball in safe places when he had to throw.
PBD coach Mark Betancourt. That's sports. Don't forget, North Shore Sports Night airs tonight at 7 o'clock with Rick Moore and Tim Kearns here on the website. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thank you for joining us on North Shore Today.